Join this article to find pro tips for bamboo houseplant care, from its watering and light requirements to the best place to put it. Keep reading. The bamboo plant is one of the most popular indoor plants, whether those are fans of feng shui or those who love a low-maintenance indoor plant with aesthetics appealing. In my previous article, I told you about the different types of bamboo houseplants. Among them, three indoor bamboo types are more common, including Lucky Bamboo. Dracaena sanderiana of Lucky Bamboo is one of the most well-known bamboo-like houseplants in the USA. It's not a true bamboo, but is often associated with it due to its appearance. Dwarf Bamboo, Pogonatherum panaceum. This small ornamental grass closely resembles miniature bamboo and is suitable for indoor cultivation in containers. Buddha Bamboo, Bambusa ventricosa, a compact bamboo variety that's suitable for indoor cultivation in smaller spaces. It has a clumping growth habit and resembles traditional bamboo. Every plant has its specific caring tips, hence, in the present article, I will focus on how to care for a lucky bamboo houseplant. You can find caring tips for two other indoor bamboo plants in my next articles. Arrow, you can also hear the audio version of this article. Bamboo houseplant care, the light requirements. Lucky bamboo thrives in bright, indirect light. So, you must place it near a window with filtered sunlight or in a well-lit room. Always you must avoid putting your lucky bamboo in direct sunlight, which can scorch the leaves. Light requirements are critical for bamboo houseplant care, hence, if you want to know more details about the best light care for lucky bamboo, read my next article, Bamboo Houseplant Care, Watering Tips. There are a lot of tips for watering bamboo houseplants. Here, I mentioned some of them that are only related to growing this plant in soil, but you can find more in my next article about how to water indoor bamboo plants. The best type of water for bamboo houseplants is filtered or distilled water due to this plant is chemicals and tap water. However, lucky bamboo can thrive in water, but you may be shocked if I tell you, it is sensitive to overwatering due to this plant. It is susceptible to root rot and soggy soil can increase its risk. Hence, you must before watering check the top inch, 2.5 centimeters, of the soil to be dry. If you want to plant your lucky bamboo in a cash pot, I showed you how to prevent root rot in my previous article. Bamboo houseplant care, fertilizing tips. For healthy growth, you must ensure your bamboo houseplant receives the necessary nutrients. The best kind of fertilizers for lucky bamboo is an NPK ratio, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, of around October 10, 10 or 20-20-20. To avoid over-fertilizing, it can harm your indoor lucky bamboo, I suggest diluting the fertilizer to half or even a quarter of the recommended strength. You can find more pro tips about fertilizing lucky bamboo in my next article. I also told you about the best natural fertilizers for lucky bamboo and how to make your homemade fertilizer for indoor bamboo plants. In addition, if you are a fan of growing this plant in water, you can find pro tips about fertilizing lucky bamboo in water growth conditions. Bamboo houseplant care, the best temperature. Indoor gardeners usually ignore temperature for caring for indoor plants. It is due to the fact that providing the best temperature for every plant is difficult. Some plants can tolerate various ranges of temperature, but maintaining the right temperature is crucial for the health and well-being of lucky bamboo when grown indoors. The ideal temperature range for this plant is between 65 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 degrees Celsius to 27 degrees Celsius. To keep it in this range, you should avoid placing it near drafty windows, heating vents, air conditioning units, and any place in your house that has rapid temperature changes. You can read more tips about the best temperature for bamboo houseplant care in my next article. Bamboo houseplant care, how to provide humidity. Some people mistake the high humidity for moist soil. As mentioned above, lucky bamboo doesn't like soggy soils, but it benefits from increased humidity levels when grown indoors. It is more important when you grow this plant in soil. One of the best ways that I usually recommend is using a humidity tray filled with water and decorative stones or pebbles near your lucky bamboo. It will provide its humidity without raising the risk of root rot. Do you know other ways? You can find more methods to provide lucky bamboo humidity in my next article. Please read it and select the best ones for your indoor conditions. Bamboo houseplant care, best soil mix. If you are a fan of growing lucky bamboo in soil, but you don't have been successful, you must note three factors have a critical impact on this issue: watering method, soil mix, and the kind of your planter. In the previous part, I told you pro tips about watering. Here, I want to tell you the best mix of soil for bamboo houseplant care. You must provide a well-draining potting mix to prevent waterlogged roots. A soil mix with an airy and loose texture can be ideal. You can add organic potting mixes. They often provide good drainage and are free from harmful chemicals. However, if you think the mixed soil is still heavy, add perlite, coarse sand, or small lava rocks to it. You can find more tips about the best potting soil for lucky bamboo in my next article. Bamboo houseplant care, container choosing tips. Containers play a critical role in bamboo houseplant care. If you want to plant it in soil, I recommend using a pot with a drainage hole. As mentioned above, lucky bamboo is sensitive to root rot, and in waterlogged soil, its risk will increase. However, if you want to plant in pots without holes, please read my article about the best watering method in pots without drainage holes. It will help you to be successful in this issue. I always recommend avoiding copper or brass containers. These materials can be harmful to lucky bamboo. I think ceramic or clay pots are the best for bamboo houseplant care. What do you think? You can find more tips about the best pots for lucky bamboo in my next article. Bamboo houseplant care, where to put it in home. In the end, I want to tell you about selecting the right location for your lucky bamboo indoors. It is crucial for its well-being and growth. However, some of the above tips for lucky bamboo care including light requirements and the best temperature cover it somewhat, but there are still other tips that you must consider. I always recommend avoiding placing lucky bamboo near drafty windows, doors, or vents. Do you know why? Lucky bamboo is sensitive to rapid temperature changes and places where exposure to drafts can harm your lucky bamboo. The lucky bamboo needs a high level of humidity, hence during the winter months with indoor heating, the level of humidity will decrease. You must keep it from cold temperatures, but avoid putting it near a heater unless you use a humidity tray or a humidifier to maintain adequate moisture. Another important note about bamboo houseplant care, check it for pests such as mealybugs. If you spot a tiny bugs on your houseplant, try to control them in natural ways such as neem oil spray and never put your indoor bamboo plant near infested plants. Conclusion. Now you have a lot of pro tips about lucky bamboo care, from its watering to the best place to put it in your house. In addition, I direct you to several valuable resources to find more golden tips for indoor bamboo plant care. Do you like to grow bamboo in soil or water? Do you think taking care of bamboo houseplants is easier in soil or water? Do you know other tips about how to care for indoor bamboo plants? Please share your ideas and experiences with our readers below this page.